Congratulations to you and welcome back. How does it feel to be home?
Yeah, absolutely amazing, you know, to get back and see family and friends and, you know, all my supporters. It's, yeah, great to be back.
We just described a little bit about the expedition. You're a very experienced polar explorer, but even this went beyond any feat you've previously endured. What was the greatest challenge for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd never done a solo journey before, so being on my own for 2 months, there was an element of uncertainty about that. And because I was attempting to do the journey unsupported and unassisted, which meant I had to set off with everything I needed to survive for the 2 months of the crossing. So 70 days of food and equipment, and I wasn't using kites or any wind support, which made it, you know, extremely difficult. So yeah, just the sheer weight of hauling all that behind me for 2 months to the South Pole, it was a real challenge.
And because of that, because you weren't getting supply drops along the way, as you say, you were having to carry everything with you in that sled, you took absolutely only the essentials. I believe I read you didn't even manage to take a change of underwear because you didn't want any extra weight, but you did have with you a very poignant flag. Just tell us about that and its significance.
Yeah, that's right. So I was carrying the family crest of the flag of Lieutenant Colonel Henry Worsley, a close friend of mine who sadly lost his life attempting this journey 3 years ago. So just for me personally, you know, it meant a lot, you know, to have that with me and, you know, carry it right the way across this time and make it to the finish line.
You talked about being totally alone for those 2 months, Captain Rudd. How did you deal with that solitude?
Yeah, so even though I guess, you know, physically I was alone, you know, sort of mentally I was aware of, you know, family, friends and supporters, and the amount of people that were sort of following the expedition. So I kind of always felt their presence. And I had a selection of audio books. It was quite comforting as I was sort of skiing along during the day to have a human voice, you know, in the sort of headphones to sort of keep me company. You know, that really helped as well. So you know, and just really, you know, wanting to be able to successfully complete this trip, you know, really sort of motivated me to keep going on the more difficult days.
And in terms of your diet, we listed a few of the items that were keeping you fueled for this journey during that 2 month period. Just talk us through what you were eating to keep you going.
Yeah, so I was eating 6,000 calories a day, which is you know, a huge amount, but burning around about 10,000. I lost 15 kilograms, about 17% of my body weight in total during the journey. But yeah, it was mostly made up of really lightweight freeze-dried meals. So each time I wanted to eat in the evenings and the mornings, I'd have to melt snow and then add it to the food to reconstitute it. And bulk it up. And then during the day while I was skiing, I had a grazing bag of chocolates and nuts and energy bars that I would just nibble on as I was skiing along. And yeah, all that together was, I say, 6,000 calories.
Yeah, and required, all that weight loss required some ad hoc sewing as you went along, didn't it? This turned into an epic race between you and the American explorer, Colin O'Brady, but that wasn't the intention when you set out, was it?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know about Colin and him coming down and attempting the same journey until 5 days before I left the UK. So I'd been planning for over a year for the expedition, and I really pretty much thought, yeah, that it was just going to be me down there that season attempting that particular journey. So it was a little bit of a surprise with 5 days ago to find out that there was going to be somebody else at the same time. And I very much decided from that point onwards, you know, that I would actually just stay focused on my expedition. I was aware of, you know, just how difficult the journey was going to be anyway, without the additional sort of pressure of being in a race situation. So I kind of tried to almost ignore the fact that, you know, he was down there at the same time, and just stay focused on my main objective, which was to complete the journey successfully. And that was the most important thing to me. And the fact that, yeah, I've got my 50th birthday next month and I only came in a couple of days behind a professional athlete, 22 years younger than me, I was quite pleased with that.
Well, fantastic. And an early happy birthday to you, Louis. What are you most looking forward to now that you're home?
Getting home, you know, this afternoon and, going out, you know, for a meal with the family. I've been away from home for coming up to 3 months now, so it'll be great just to go out and enjoy a nice big steak with my family around me and, just catch up on everything that's been happening while I've been disconnected from the world in Antarctica.